Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So the film remake of Stephen King's It is coming out on Friday. A lot of buzz about this, and there is something rather strange going on in Lititz, Pennsylvania. There are these ominous red balloons that somebody has been tying to storm drains. And if you're familiar with It, I guess the red balloons are sort of the evil sewer-dwelling clown's calling card. The cops have removed the balloons, but I guess it is freaking some people out. I have a cousin, Brian, who lives in Lititz, Pennsylvania. So let's call him this morning and get a first-hand report. Maybe he has seen these things or calling. This is my cousin Brian in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Hey, Brian. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing right. I saw Lititz, PA. I said, I got to call Brian. Have you seen any of these balloons?
I haven't seen any. I went through downtown Lititz today when I dropped off my son for school.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing out anymore. I think the police got them all. Although I did see in the comments on their Facebook page that people were saying, oh, they're here and they're here, and I spotted some here.
They're alerted.
So I think the whole thing's kind of taken on a life of its own.
Well, the cops said that they were, like, completely terrified and respectfully request that the trickster not do it again.
Those guys are hilarious. If you read their Facebook page,
the Lititz
really
police you're talking
a great
about
job of like engaging the community.
You're talking about the Lititz police,
yeah. They could have been like really obnoxious about it and stuff, and been like, "Don't do this." But they made it into a big joke, and now everybody's having fun with it. So,
have you ever seen the movie It or read the book?
I read the book.
Okay, so are the balloons accurate? I'm not. I only know what I hear from people. I've never saw it or read it, but is that accurate about the red balloons?
It's been a few years since I've read it, but there were definitely a lot of balloons in there. I don't remember them specifically being red. I thought there was a scene where there were a lot of different balloons, different colored balloons. Like, there's one under a bridge where it's just covered with balloons, but there are scenes where there's definitely red balloons. So I never saw the movie, though, so I wonder if the movie kind of emphasized the red a little bit more.
I don't know. I know that because the clown lives in the sewer, right?
I don't want to give away too much, but it's not really a clown. Well, it's more of a shapeshifter that just usually appears as a clown.
I think it's been out for like 40 years or whatever, so I don't know.
That's true. I guess it really needs a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's the clown is really a shapeshifter. At one point in the book, he appears as a werewolf. At one point, he's like a mummy and different things. But in the movie, I think he was always a clown.
You know, it's funny. I know a number of people, maybe you do too, Brian, who are afraid of clowns. And this is going to set off a whole new wave of clownophobia now, you know?
Yeah, you're not kidding. Have you ever saw, like, I've seen, like, little clips of the first movie, and the clown looks a little more, like, goofy and then terrifying. This guy looks like the one they're redoing, the pictures I've seen, he looks like he's constantly terrifying.
Yeah, I think the old woman was more of a cross between Bozo and maybe Krusty the Clown, I don't know, but...
Yeah. That's pretty accurate,
right.
I think.
So you haven't seen the red balloons around Lititz, PA there, though, huh?
No, I haven't seen any. My daughter shared the Lititz police Facebook post yesterday, and I was looking at that, and then she shared a thing today where I guess people all over the country have noticed it. So like, it's going kind of crazy.
Well, you are pretty much my Lititz connection, cousin. So if I ever read anything more about this, you know I'm going to be giving you a call back, all right?
That sounds good. I'll keep an eye out. If I see any, I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Watch out for the red balloons. Yeah, please do. And give my best if you talk to any of Lititz's finest. Give them my best, all right?
Okay, I will. I'll tell them that I was talking to you.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Hey, sounds good. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. So whoever's been posting the balloons, they get a C for creativity and creepiness.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.